you make slaw, you...
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Those grow around here pretty much?
Yes.
Or if you wanted me to go to the store to buy some lettuce, you'd say, well, go down to the store and get me so many...
Get me so many heads of lettuce.
Ever heard of that term used in referring to anything else besides lettuce? Or
cabbage.
Yes, ma'am.
But I believe that's all.
Well, say if a man had two boys and three girls.
He had so many heads. I've heard it used in terms of cattle and things like that, so many head of cows.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think we ever counted children by the head, though.
Well, while we're talking about that, say if a man had, seven boys and seven girls, talking about the number, you say he had a whole...
house full of children, a whole batch of children, drove of children. Oh, goodness.
You ever heard anybody say something like that, maybe that a word that begins with P? He had a whole...
tassel. Yes, I believe that word too.
Or, again, talking about a quantity of something. Say if a man owned 1,000 acres of land, you say that that sure is a...
I don't know, a large amount of land, though.
Well, do you ever hear people around here say, well, that sure is a right smart of land he's got?
Yes, I've heard that.
Say, talking about corn, you know, the outside covering on an ear of corn, that would be probably...
the shucks.
Yes, ma'am. And you know those things that grow right out the top of the stalk?
The silks.
Is that the same thing as, now is it the silks that are on the ear itself, or is that?
Yes.
Well, you know, on the stalk of corn.
Oh, the tassel.
Tassel, I see. Okay. What would the people around here call the corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
What would they call it?
Yes, ma'am.
Roasting ears.
Sure. And this thing that you see a lot around Halloween, people make jack-o'-lanterns out of them.
Pumpkins.
Right. Or do they grow around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what about different types of melons that grow in this area?
Watermelons and cantaloupes. And that's about all I know. I don't, you see a lot of honeydew melons in the grocery stores, but I don't think they grow around this area. But watermelons and the cantaloupes do.
Do the watermelons have different colored meats in this area?
Different colored meats?
Yes, ma'am.
Some yellow and red. That's all I've ever seen. I haven't seen many yellow ones, but until recently. I still like the red ones the best, though. I mean, it just looks more like watermelon.
Traditional watermelon.
Yeah.
As far as you know, is there any way of telling what color meat you would have short of cutting the melon, you know, if just by looking at it?
No, not just by looking at it. Usually they, you know, they tell you these are yellow and these are red or something like that, but just by looking at the melon, I don't think it is. They are different shapes, you know. Some of them are long and some of them are round, like, but I don't think that has anything to do with the color of the meat.
I see.